From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Well, with SNAP benefits in limbo still, some local food banks and food pantries are opening their doors to try to help. So for tomorrow, November 5th, you can get help at the Bad Axe United Methodist Church food pantry from 2 to 5 p.m. The St. Paul Catholic Church of Pigeon food pantry from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. and the Good Shepherd Parish of Ubley food pantry from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. November 6th, you can go to Positive Alternatives. That's right here in Bad Axe, right on Huron Avenue downtown. They're going to have their food pantry open from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Thursday. November 6th, St. Paul Church in Pigeon is going to have their food pantry open from 10 a.m. till noon. And then again on the 6th, Thursday, Good Shepherd Parish of Ubley is going to have their food pantry open from 3:30 till 5:30. Saturday, November 8th, Port Harbor Beach Ministerial Association is going to have their food pantry open from 9 a.m. till 10:30 a.m. So I hope that helps if you're in need. Have a few recalls on vehicles to talk about tonight. Mercedes-Benz AMG G63 2025 edition and Mercedes-Benz G580 2025 edition, loss of automatic emergency braking is the recall. Also, Chevrolet, a 6500 XD 2018 to 2026, and a 7500 XD 2023 to 2026, and a Isuzu FTR models 2018 to 2026, and a Isuzu FV as in Victor R 2022 to 2026. Axle stabilizer bracket may detach. That's what the recall is for. That sounds pretty serious, if you ask me. Ford Bronco, 2021 year model year to 2023 model years, loose bolt in driver's seat frame. So, if you own a new Bronco, you might have a loose bolt in your driver's seat frame. And from Honda, a Honda CB1000SP 2025 year, loose gear shifter pedals is the reason for the recall. So if you have any of those vehicles, please get them taken care of. Okay. Let's see here. Laker Elementary is welcoming new staff member, Scout, a golden mini doodle therapy dog in training. Scout arrived daily with his owner, special education teacher Shannon Popham. He has quickly become a campus favorite, boosting students' morale and attendance. While he doesn't teach any math or reading, Popham says Scout teaches important life lessons through a steadfast love, patience, and energy. The school's therapy dog program began last year when Popham proposed the idea. She received funding through the Red Fern Scholarship with training guidance through Storkshire Designs, and transportation was provided by Bullhouse Transportation. Scout completed puppy school, months and weeks of sessions, and 7 weeks of intensive certification training. Grants from Frankenmuth Credit Union and Huron Community Foundation helped cover that cost. On campus, Scout greets students, visits classroom, and spends time with those just having a tough day. He must pass all official tests to become certified on his first birthday, which is Christmas Day. Popham says Scout has brought joy to the students and staff, calling him the best Christmas gift I never knew I needed. We'll be right back after this word.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right, a 49-year-old North Branch man died Sunday afternoon in a single-vehicle crash on M53 near Muck Road in Emily City. According to Lapeer County Sheriff's, Stephen Henderson lost control while traveling northbound on and went airborne after hitting a driveway embankment and landed off the roadway. Henderson was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from his vehicle. Bystanders tried to perform CPR, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The crash, which blocked Van Dyke for more than 3 hours, remains under investigation. Officials have not determined if alcohol or speed played a role. Multiple agencies responded to this accident, including local police, fire, EMS, and road commissioner crew. And our last story for this hour, McDonnell Douglas MD-11 crashed. UPS flight transportation aircraft with three crew members crashed shortly after taking off from Louisville, Kentucky Airport around 5 o'clock local time. A massive plume of black smoke is raising not far from the tarmac at Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport. The mayor says multiple injuries and the fire is still burning. The mayor said the city has every emergency agency responding to the scene. So the investigation will be held by the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Board of Safety for the crash. The NTSB will lead the investigation, the FAA said on today. That's all the news we have for this hour, but you can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net.